So thank you for coming. My name is Hari. I'm a third year medical student at Mount Sinai.
I'm Sophie. I'm a third year medical student at Mount Sinai as well.
So we're going to be talking about the project we conducted in India last summer. It was like a month long project, and it was about hypertension in rural India, a study of prevalence and potential risk factors. So first of all, we have no relationships to disclose except for the friction between Sophie and I as a result of conducting this. So just to give you a little bit of background, I'm sure it sounds like some of you already know something about JAMKED, but essentially since 1970, the Comprehensive Rural Health Project is an NGO that's worked in JAMKED, India. JAMKED is a township of about 40,000 people in the central part of India, about 7 hours away from Bombay. So since over the past four decades, they've adopted a three-tiered approach to community healthcare. Those three tiers being, first is the community itself. The second tier is village health workers and mobile healthcare teams. So the village health workers are these formerly poor, uneducated women that CRHP trained to do basic interventions like prenatal care, a blood pressure measurement, certain obstetric interventions, that kind of thing. And the village health workers have really revolutionized how healthcare is delivered in this area. And the third tier is the Julia Hospital, which is a hospital that's run by CRHP and which kind of helps deliver a higher level of care. So as a result of this work over the past four decades, this area has seen kind of a dramatic epidemiological transition in the sense that there have been plummeting rates of communicable diseases, including diarrheal diseases, plummeting rates of infant mortality, infectious disease, that kind of thing. And it's thought that as a result, the scales are kind of tipping the other way in the sense that there's an increasing prevalence of non-communicable chronic diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and that kind of thing. And that's really what our study was targeted towards. So these are just a few setting pictures for JAMKED. Next slide. So we really had two research questions. So one was to describe the epidemiology and the risk factors of high blood pressure in this part of rural India. And secondarily, it was to understand the comprehensive approach to healthcare taken by the CRHP, since it's really very unique, both in India and all over the world. So we did a random survey of households in six villages around JAMKED. So JAMKED itself, as I mentioned, is a township of about 40,000, and around JAMKED there's several hundred villages. And JAMKED itself has selected 40 villages to be project villages, where they target their interventions, where they send their mobile healthcare teams, where they have village health workers. And so we went to six of these villages, and within these villages we studied adults aged 40 to 85. We measured blood pressure in both arms, we took abdominal girth measurements, and we also administered an oral questionnaire through a translator, asking a number of questions, but most germane to this study, asking about subjective salt intake, about any family history of chronic illnesses, including diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, that kind of thing, and finally, tobacco use. So that's hard at work. So the demographics of our population. So the average age ended up being about 57. It was about 57% female. And the reason there's a slight female predominance is that just the way we were able to go out to the villages would be about 8:39 in the morning. And when we first got there, we'd be able to catch a lot more of the men before they went out to the fields. But the longer, as the day wore on, more and more of the men would go to the fields, and the women would the women would be staying back at home. So it ended up being slightly female predominant. The population was mostly farmers with some housekeepers, and then a small percentage of other people like shopkeepers, teachers, government workers, that kind of thing. It was overwhelmingly Hindu, and the median income was about $450 a year. Okay. So now Sophie's going to talk about the results.
Thanks, Harry. I'm going to use the microphone because I don't have the same booming voice. So here are results. The level of hypertension, the rate of hypertension was quite high. In females, it was 28%. In men, it was 34%. And the rate of prehypertension was 38%. Additionally, 8% total of the population met criteria for stage 2 high blood pressure by JNC-7. This is pressures above 160 over 100. The mean of blood pressure was 124 over 77. And on chi-squared analysis, high blood pressure was associated with high abdominal girth, male sex, and being a housekeeper versus a farmer or another profession. Using T-test analysis, high blood pressure was associated with increased age but not high income. The same trend held true for prehypertension, although there is no T-test association with age or income for prehypertension. Neither hypertension nor prehypertension was associated with smoking. However, on regression analysis, high blood pressure did not hold association with any of these factors. However, prehypertension was predicted by high abdominal girth only. So the major limitation to our study is that we're only able to take blood pressure on one occasion, and you really need at least two, preferably 3 to 6 occasions to make the definitive diagnosis of hypertension. However, we did have 8% of the population which met stage 2 diagnosis of hypertension, which is virtually diagnostic in the absence of a second reading. Another limitation is that our villagers were non-randomly selected. We just followed the mobile team where they were going on that day. However, within the villages, the households were randomly selected. Finally, we're unable to objectively verify the family history provided, and we're unable to quantify the salt intake precisely. So in conclusion, we think that the prevalence of hypertension in this rural farming community is quite alarming, and that further intervention is warranted. The first step would be awareness. We found that many of the participants had no idea that their blood pressure was high, and this is probably true throughout other rural areas in India that doesn't have the support of CRHP and a pretty good health literacy. Additionally, lifestyle modifications should be addressed. There are things like salt intake, alcohol use, and lack of exercise once they stop farming, and increased obesity in the elderly and older individuals in the community. Finally, hypertension is relatively inexpensive to treat compared to other medical conditions, and it's not difficult to provide a cheap diuretic or beta blocker to help combat this disease. Finally, we do believe that additional research is needed with larger sample sizes to really elucidate the lifestyle modifications that can be changed and possible interventions. So we thank you for having us. And we would like to thank Dr. Prem Kumar and everyone at CRHP for their help, Mount Sinai Global Health Center, and Dr. Askari, who deleted his name from this presentation at the last minute. Thank you. Let's take questions.
I would be curious how you randomly selected within the village.
So each village that we went to had a village map that had been drawn out, and every house was numbered, you know, 1 through whatever it was. So we selected only every third house. And sometimes that was time inefficient in the sense that house 1 would be here and house number 4 would be on the opposite end of the village. But we tried our best to adhere to that, so we'd go from 1 to 4 to 7 and so on. That was our method.
Yep.
Did you base your survey questionnaire off of anything like the WHO STEP survey or anything like that, or did you just ask questions you wanted to know?
We pretty much asked our questions.
Yeah, we looked at a bunch of different surveys that were used, and we came up with questions that we were specifically interested in.
I mean, a part of the study also had to do with diabetes. We asked a number of questions that had to do with diabetes. You know, for instance, are you getting up at night to pee a lot? Are you having, you know, other symptoms that would have been suggestive of diabetes? But the problem was that that it was kind of a resource-limited setting, we only had so many, finger sticks that we were able to administer and so on. So we couldn't really truly come up with a prevalence for diabetes. You know, there were several people who had blood sugars, you know, in the 250s. And the problem was that just given the nature of the study, it wasn't able to be a fasting glucose. For some people, we'd get there just as they were finishing their morning meal. And for some people, by the time we got to them, they would have been fasting for several hours. So that's why we didn't include the diabetes portion in this, but that was the other half of it.
How do your results compare with other studies of hypertension in India?
They have similar results. There hasn't been many studies, large studies in rural areas, but in urban areas the rate is high, from 30% to 40%, multiple studies. And there have been some small studies in rural areas where the rate is similar. So it's a problem throughout India.